I'm a season ticket holder for Gloucester Rugby, but only in the last year. I went to my first game about 2 years ago with my dad. But it's been sort of talked about in my family for a number of years that my great-grandfather on my mother's side, Tom Spires, did play rugby for Gloucester in the 1900s. Beyond that, I don't know a great deal about that time of the rugby club, about how well he did, what position he played in. And you very kindly, John and Malcolm, have been doing some research into this for me. So, John, I guess I should go to you first of all. You've been doing a bit of research into my family history, so what can you tell me?
Well, going back to the beginning of your family, or at least your great-great-grandfather, he was George Ephraim Spires. Going right back to the 1881 census, we see him as a waterman in Tewkesbury, and he had three sons, George Ephraim Jr., William, and Tom, who was your great-grandfather. Tom was quite easy to pull out because he was not Thomas, but Tom. Mm. And Spires is a relatively unusual name. Doing searches, I was able to follow your family through the 1881, 1891, 1901 and 1911 censuses without too much difficulty. The two rugby-playing brothers were William and Tom. William is quite an interesting character. He played only 38 times for Gloucester, but he also played for Gloucestershire against Surrey at Richmond and probably had other Gloucestershire caps as well. He then moved down to Devon and he played for Devonport Albion, who are now Plymouth Albion. And you find him in the 1911 census with a wife and family living in Devonport, but born in Tewkesbury, so he is definitely our man.
Yeah.
And he played for Devon, he played for Devonport Albion, and he also had a final England trial.
Wow.
Playing alongside Gloucester greats Percy Stout and Frank Stout. This was the trial for the Calcutta Cup match in 1899. So he had quite a rugby-playing career. Tom himself played 55 times for Gloucester and played for Gloucestershire against Midland Counties in the 1901-1902 season. I understand you said that his career was ended by a knee injury.
Mm. Yeah, this is something that my dad's told me. His understanding is that he'd had not a bad career, but there was a knee injury and that really ended it for him. Is that what you sort of found?
Yes. One of the surprising things about those early days of the club was how young the players were. It really was a young man's game. And they'd start playing for the first team in their teens, and their careers generally, as players, would end in their mid-20s. Unless, of course, they went on to play for England, and then their careers might go on longer.
Mm.
But generally, I mean, they had so many commitments by that time. It was an amateur game. They had a living to make. Mm. They worked long hours, wife, family. It was impossible to go on beyond 25.
Mm.
And something I didn't fully appreciate until we took up this project. In his case, he was 21 when the knee injury ended his career. And his brother was about 25 when he finished his.
Do you know what position he would have played in?
He was a forward, but in those days, they didn't list the teams consistently. So it was always very difficult to tell whether he was actually a back row or a front row forward.
Mm.
So I'm not absolutely certain because he didn't, in the records that I've got, he didn't play alongside a well-known hooker, which would have made it fairly clear if he was a prop.
I think my dad thought he was a wing forward, but I don't know where he's got that from.
I think it's likely that they were both wing forwards because they scored tries. And particularly in those days, I don't think props scored many tries.